food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And it is Friday, May 5th, 2023. Hi, Butch.
Hi, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just wonderful.
It's a beautiful day down here in the hills, finally. It's like 76 degrees, the sun's shining, and I'm just content as I can be right now.
Yeah.
Marcia's fixing supper, and I can smell the cooking, so I'm really happy.
Yeah, well, it started out nice, and we got a little sprinkles of rain, but I think we get that nice weather next week, so I'm looking forward to that. So
it's coming your way.
It's coming our way. And what's coming our way with gold? Well, it got hit pretty hard this morning. It did dip below 2,000 briefly, which would have took it down to, what, $50 to the downside, but it recovered by $20. So we're still holding at 2020.
Wow.
Silver had the same kind of a day, and basically they're about down the same percentages. So gold didn't dip more than silver, and silver didn't, you know, it's pretty much the same. $25.75 for silver, down 37 cents. Platinum was up $18 at $1,070, and the other white industrial metal, palladium, was up 43 at $15.70. The USDX today, it was up most of the day, and that's when we saw, you know, gold correct, and it has since reversed, and it's down 0.17, but it's still 101.25. Crude oil had a big turnaround, $2.81 at 71.37. Paper markets today had a huge day. The Dow was up 546 points, so we're still at 33,674. The S&P was up 1.85%. The NASDAQ was up 2.25%. So big moves in the paper markets today. It was pretty much like that all across the world. China was down just a little bit. Euro, of course, was strong. Of course, that's going to be strong with, you know, what's going on over there in England and so forth. They're not going to have any bad days while that's going on. 10-year yield, 3.433. That was a little bit stronger today. And I would also have to think natural gas is higher. It's probably one of the lowest gains that I've seen in a long time. 0.5%, 2.11. So that's pretty much it. And I think we saw the regional banks and Apple shares, they surged. And, you know, Butch, you know, yesterday all of a sudden they started coming out and started hammering the traders for shorting the banks, and that's what's making them go out of business. And, you know, that's what's making the whole problem is the shorting. And it can have that impact. It can. I've seen businesses go out of business because of the shorting that these investors can do, these hedge funds and so forth. They make a ton of money on it. And they write it up, they write it down, and, you know, when they write it down, they keep shorting it. You know, people don't want to buy it, people don't, you know, and eventually, you know, it's it runs these companies into the ground. At one point in time, I thought naked shorting was illegal. But that's what they're blaming, the banking woes on as part of it. And so once all of a sudden they were going to start investigating, well, you know, regional banks went higher. So that's a lot of the issues there. There's a jobs report that came out today, and they added 253,000 jobs in evidence in April, evidence of a you know, market that's still resilient, even though, and with these rising interest rates, the unemployment rate dipped to 3.4%, matching a 54-year low. This is all from the Labor Department. The jobless rate fell in part, though, because 43,000 people left the labor force, the first drop since November, and were no longer counted as unemployed. Okay. In its report Friday, the government noted that while hiring was solid in April, it was much weaker, though, in February and March than it had previously estimated. Job gains for those months, of course, were downgraded. And I'm sure, you know what, this one will be downgraded, too. So, it was downgraded by a combined 149,000. So they just know how to skew those numbers, don't they?
They sure do. They've had a lot of practice.
Yes. And so raising rates doesn't seem to be hitting the employment lines too much, and the economy is still strong, as they tell us. And, you know, whew. We don't have to worry anymore, Butch.
No, everything's back to normal now. Don't worry about
Woo-hoo!
That. I understand. I hear you. Hey, a quick question. What was gold's high today? I heard you say it settled at 2020. What was this high today? I didn't get to check it.
It was pretty much where we – the high was 2038.
Well, that's getting pretty close to a record again. I'm so thrilled to hear that.
Yeah,
and I know it's going to fluctuate up and down a little bit, but it's going to go through there again. It's going to break the record eventually. It's going to.
Yeah, I mean, I tell folks all the time, nothing goes straight up. They go up and the markets go down. They short trade gold. They write it up, they write it down. It goes up, it goes down. And if you buy and it goes down the next day, don't worry about it. You're buying for the long term. Yes, it would have been nice to get at the lower price, but you can't see into the future. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. And so you just go through with it, and you could cost average. If it took a big dip the next day, then buy some more and cost average those prices down. So you can do a lot of that. And, you know, and overall, I always, if somebody buys one day and the prices drop big the next and they call me, I always figure it out. Well, this is what you really lost. And sometimes it's like a couple $100s. It's like, so even though it seems like this was a huge drop and, like, you know, the world fell out from underneath you, it's really not that bad. But people don't look at it that way. All they look at is the big drop, thinking they lost a ton of money when in reality they didn't. You know, if they lost a couple of $100s, and they're spending $40,000. Put it in, you know, context. It's not that bad. $200 versus $40,000 or more. And you still did okay. You still did okay. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188, Butch.
Well, you know, the thing about, again, but, and I know, talking about gold, lot, and silver, that's what we do. But we have to keep the idea in some kind of some kind of comparison to cash. You have cash, you have 40 grand put in cash, locked up somewhere on your property. It's losing value every day, too. It's losing value every day. Inflation's eating that cash away. But gold may fluctuate in value, but gold doesn't lose value. It's still a piece of gold. An ounce of gold doesn't lose a tenth of an ounce over a period of a month. It's still an ounce of gold. A dollar might lose 10% over a period of a month, a period of a year, whatever. But gold stays the same value. The dollar may fluctuate around it, folks, but gold and silver don't just vanish away. That's never going to go to nothing. Believe me, it's not going to happen that way. But you're talking about the banks. U.S. banking crisis. Close to 190 banks could collapse, according to the study. The future of three regional banks since March and another one teetering on the brink. Will America soon see a cascade of bank failures? Bloomberg reported Wednesday that San Francisco-based PacWest Bancorp is mauling a sale. Last week, the First Republic Bank became a third bank to collapse, second largest bank failure in U.S. history, after Washington Mutual, which collapsed in 2008 amid the financial crisis. After the demise of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank in March, a study on the fragility of the U.S. Banking system found that 186 more banks are at risk of failure, even if only half the uninsured depositors decide to withdraw their funds. 186 more banks. Melody, they're going to start going like dominoes. And I don't want to say that's being negative. I'm telling the truth, folks. The banks are going to start dropping like dominoes. I don't know what they're going to do to slow it down, if they can at all. Don't know what the next step's going to be. But the banks are going to start failing. And I tell you now, if you have substantial monies in the bank, you better get them out and put them somewhere else. Because when they go, I know so far the FDIC's paid for the losses and all that. I realize that. Actually, they didn't pay for it. We did. But nonetheless, that won't go on forever. They can't cover all of them. And if 190 banks fail, there's going to be a lot of people crying over the spilt milk, so to speak, especially those who are not insured at all. Melody, I'm just trying to tell my truth, because as more regional bank stocks slide, but deposits aren't fleeing yet. A pair of regional banks took a pounding from investors on Thursday as the banking crisis approached the end of the second month, with little sign that the turmoil was nearing an end. Shares of PacWest Bancorp lost more than half their value after the company issued a statement overnight saying it was in ongoing discussions with partners and investors. The stock was traded for $27 per share before March 10th collapse of Silicon Valley Bank closed at $3.17 a share. Western Alliance, a regional lender banker in Phoenix, saw shares tumble by more than 38%. Both banks said their deposit totals remain robust. Several other regional banks, such as Commercia, Zions Bancorp, and Metropolitan Bank Holding Corp, suffered lesser share price declines. But the market actions came days after federal regulators shuttered the regional lender First Federal, and sold it to J.P. Morgan Chase, which hoped would stop the bleeding. It didn't stop the bleed. So far, people are not panicking a lot, but they're going to. And I say again, folks, get your hard-earned savings out of the bank and put it in something substantial. At least put it in your hands where you can keep it. Now, I'm just telling you what I've done. I'm not telling you anything that I haven't done already, Melody. I don't, except for the ministry I run, because I have to have money in the bank to pay the bills. I don't keep cash in the bank. I don't do it. They may go on long after I'm dead. Nothing may ever happen, but I'm not taking a chance, because that's what I depend on for the future, not just for myself, but for my wife and for my sons. I want to leave them something, and I don't want to take a chance to lose them because of weakness in the economic system, which surely we can all see happening right now, can't we?
Absolutely.
So I guess I've always erred to the safe side. I always have done that. I've never regretted it. It may be Maybe some people say, well, you may have done better if you hadn't. Well, one thing for sure, I didn't lose ground, and that's important. I let the bank of the money one time in an account that I thought would be okay and lost a chunk of money. I never would get it back. Well, it won't happen again. It wasn't because the bank went out. It was because my account got hacked over a period of months, and I wasn't paying attention to it because I knew the money's in there. The time I figured it out, I lost well over 20 grand, and I won't do that again. Never again will I do that. I put enough in there to cover what I want and then go move on because I just don't trust it. I'm not saying that the bank did anything wrong at all. But, folks, if you got an account, it is hackable.
It's true.
It is hackable. My sister-in-law happens to be the head of several banks in this area. And I asked her how they do that. She said it's really simple. They just put numbers in a computer, start punching buttons. The computer will go through to stumbles upon an account that's active, and they go from there. So there's no such thing as an unhackable account. Be very cautious, my friends. Very cautious. If somebody can make the account unhackable, somebody else will prove them wrong every time. Million comments?
No, and I agree. I mean, I really do agree with that. And I mean, all that you have on those statements and everything is digits to begin with, but yet they, you know, that's, and it's, you're right. And they don't do anything about it.
No.
Mm-mm.
No, they don't.
No. Nope.
I don't know. I don't know what they could
even
do
if they
about.
Catch the people, they don't do anything to them.
Well, most of them's out of country.
No, they're in this country too. Because I know somebody where their accounts were compromised. And these people, and they went to the police. They actually found them. Oh, and the police in that area? Oh, yeah, well, we know who they are. And I guess they actually went in, and they had all the proof they needed, other people's checks and everything else. They create, you know, they made up checks. They forged checks and everything, and it's like they never did anything to them.
Wow.
No one's accountable anymore. You get away. I mean, it almost pays to be a thief in today's world. You don't have to go to jail anymore.
Because they got thieves running the country in the law system.
I mean, my gosh, if you have a record from drugs, they're clearing your name so you can open up and sell marijuana.
That's true.
I mean, it's true. Just like, I mean, it's just like, oh my, well, they know. All about it. That's their experience. So I went to jail because I got caught pushing drugs, and now I get that off, and now I can push them legally. It's just like, okay. Oh my gosh.
My goodness. It is really, it's beyond the word absurd. I can't even think of how to describe something like that. I really can't. But you know, with all the nonsense going on, and with all the people that are struggling right now, we covered this briefly the other day. I'm going to just share some information what the IRS had done with $10 million they got. IRS got a big bonus, folks. Big bonus. And they spent $10 million of it on guns, ammo, and military-style equipment. The IRS has spent $10 million on firearms, ammunition, and military-style gear since 2020, New York Post said on May 2nd, citing an Open the Books report. Open the Books specified some of the purchases the IRS made since 2020. $2.3 million on duty ammunition, $1.2 million on ballistic shields, plus another $1.3 million on various other gear for criminal investigation agents, $474,000 on Smith & Wesson rifles, $467,000 on duty tactical lighting, $463,000 on Beretta 1301 tactical shotguns, $354,000 on tactical gear bags, $267,000 on ballistic helmets, $243,000 on body armor vests. The agency also purchased 3,000 units of optics-compatible tactical holsters for weapons with optical sights and weapons lighting systems. Open the books show the agency has spent more than $35.2 million on guns, ammo, and gear since 2006. On August 10, 2022, Breitbart News reported that the IRS job listing criminal investigation special agents stressed that applicants must carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force in order to carry out the duties. On April 27, 2023, Breitbart News noted the IRS was hiring armed agents to fill vacancies in all 50 states. That should make us all feel really comfortable. I mean, we're going to be safe. We're going to be so safe. Melody?
It'll make people pay their taxes.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yep.
Oh.
There you go.
There you go. I knew she was coming. We're heading into a break. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. There's so many crazy things going out there, Butch. I don't know what, you know, there's a ton of things that are getting my goat today, but go ahead and you pick yours.
Okay. I just think, what do people think if they could hear what we talk about during the break? but anyway, it's nothing bad, folks, honest. It's just we laugh a lot together. Todd's a great producer, and we pick on everybody. It's a lot of
fun.
Hey,
you know what? Before we were heading in the break, I just saw this is, you know, we were talking about hackers. Hackers. Dallas disrupted by hackers. Courts closed.
Oh, yes.
This was just yesterday. Police and fire sites offline. So that's actually this has been going on since Wednesday. Don't know if things are back up today, but you know, other authorities affected included the Dallas Water Utilities, the library, which is, you know, no big deal, but it's still something. I don't think it really says how much they're asking for. They usually don't. But they're looking for digital currency. Said that the cause was ransomware, a form of malicious software that hackers use to scramble data, immobilize networks until the payment is received. I remember Baltimore City, they were down for months. They couldn't do real estate, couldn't close real estate transactions. They couldn't do this because they weren't going to pay it. And that's what happens once you start, and they eventually did. I mean, after months.
They finally
months.
Paid it. They finally paid
it. They have to.
Wow.
I mean, I think it was like 6 months. I mean, it was a long time. But you just can't stop. I mean, people couldn't close on their houses, or you couldn't get, you know. So it's just a matter of time.
Oh, it is. It is. It is for everyone.
Yeah. It is. But it's happened in Atlanta. So just wait until it hits our infrastructure of our power and the power goes down. They you know, but the thing of it is, Butch, they really don't ask for a lot of money. Because it's kind of like the same thing. You know, we're going to ask enough to get paid, but we don't want to ask too much that you come looking for us. You yeah. know? And that's true. That's true.
Wow. So they just do a little bit at a time then.
They do.
Gee.
Sure.
Well, I guess it makes sense. That way they wouldn't get hackled. Anybody's hackles up too much. Just give them that little bit so we can get our stuff back and we'll move on from there.
Get wow. us paid and we'll go someplace else.
Wow. Well, that's the more sophisticated than this next article I want to cover, which is shoplifting. I mean, that's white-collar theft. This is blue-collar thieving. San Francisco Target places entire aisles behind security glass amid shoplifting crisis. And I never thought I'd see a day when you have to lock up everything in the store behind glass. My. A viral TikTok video shows the Target store in San Francisco, which with at least one entire aisle of products behind security glass, amid years of failed social justice reforms that have sparked a shoplifting crisis. Footage of the store's interior posted to TikTok last week showed at least one aisle of cosmetics and toiletries under lock and key. The New York Post reported the store's entire inventory is on lockdown. The store is located on Folsom Street near City's Mission District, an area known for lawlessness. In a statement to Fox News, a Target spokesman said this: "Like other retailers, organized retail crime is a concern across our business. We're taking protective measures to keep our teams and guests safe while deterring and preventing theft. These mitigation efforts include hiring additional security guards, adding third-party guard services at select locations, and using new technologies and tools to protect merchandise from being stolen." And all that, Melody, does add to the price of the goods, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
So
billions of dollars is lost.
I mean, that is the sign of a decaying society. I'm sure thieving's always been on. I mean, all my life, I'm sure there have been shoplifters, but rare, very rare. Now, if they catch them, they don't do anything with them. They're not worth catching because they just turn them loose. So I don't know. I mean, what are the guards going to do? I mean, if they start having to shoot people, what will happen then? This is, folks, this is something to think about. This is living in a country that we once called a blessed nation because we once feared God at least a little bit. Now we lost all that.
I don't know why people can't pick up on this. I mean, there's that that Subway. Yes, she agrees with me. There's that Subway murder where that Marine
was helping
people,
yes.
And they want to accuse him of murder.
Yes,
they want
yes.
charges brought against him. And it's true. The guy that he was, you know, the guy he subdued that died, he was black. And you can't help it. The pictures on all your mainstream liberal stations, there was a black guy helping him. They cut him completely out of the picture. So it just shows a white guy with a hold on a black guy. And they're turning it into a racist thing. There's demonstrations and everything going on.
Well, you know, the governor of New York said that no one has a right to take somebody else's life. Oh, really? Why do cops carry guns? Dumb witch.
Well, but even so, and you don't hear about these people. Yes, they have mental problems, but they're violent. Look, and I've heard these where other people, they get beat up. They get there. One lady got her head bashed against the wall. She can't see yet out of her eyes. She's still healing. nothing happens to those people. They get released.
That's very true.
This guy that he subdued had a whole sheet of violent behavior.
40-some arrests.
Yeah.
40-some arrests.
Unbelievable. I don't know why people can't see how obvious this is anymore.
Well, I think as this happens so much, we ho-hum. We don't even think about it anymore. It's sad, but it is. That's what I see happening.
But this guy's life, they finally released his name. And his life is, you know, it's going to be ruined.
Yeah.
And he should have been a hero.
I agree. Totally agree. It's so sad.
Just like the one Fox reporter, he was a weather guy. He actually helped. He saw hoodlums beating up on somebody. He went over to help, and he got beat up. And what, you know, so it's just, you know, kudos for those who help, but.
Amen. Amen. I agree. And you know, this next article I want to share, before I share it, I want to share that you probably heard this on the news, where there was a shooting over a charging station. Two people went to charge their vehicles, and at the same time, they only had one open, and they got in a shooting match. That's a true story. That happened. A Biden energy secretary wants all U.S. military vehicles to be electric by 2030. Can you imagine running all the triaxles, the tanks, the jeeps, everything on electric? Can you imagine the absurdity of taking this out in the middle of the battlefield, away from everything, and expect them to run on all electric? This America is crippled in so many different ways. I just appointed a transgender as a recruiting individual for the Navy. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But as if the military was not already crippled by woke activism at the highest levels of the Department of Defense, the latest news suggests that the nation's military vehicle fleet will be hobbled as well. Biden Engineer Secretary Jennifer Granholm, a Canadian-born lawyer with no military background, testified Wednesday to the Senate Armed Services Committee that she supported requiring the United States military to move to all-electric vehicle fleet by 2030. That's less than 7 years. She added, and I do think that reducing our reliance on the volatility of globally traded fossil fuels, where we know that global events such as the war in Ukraine can jack up prices for people back home, it does not contribute to energy security. I think energy security is achieved when we have homegrown clean energy that is abundant, like you see in Iowa. We think we can lead better globally in how we have become energy dependent. Well, they always point to Iowa. Iowa is able to run 40% of state power off of clean energy. 40%. That's a long way from 100%. But the issue here is that she really thinks that this electric grid will be more dependable than fossil fuels, and vehicles used to run on gasoline. You carry spare gas on the side of your vehicle. It's hard to carry a spare electricity, Melody. You agree?
I agree.
I mean, that's absurd. That is absurd. But this is what we're seeing, a takedown of our nation in every way possible, step by step, very incremental steps, steady incremental steps, to undermine our nation. Now, I'm going to do a few war articles. Folks, the one we'll read to you right now, you can find this under Hal Turner's, on Hal Turner's website. Europe reveals map breaking up Russia into 41 new countries. I'm going to read this to you. You'll find out why Russia is having to defend herself any way possible. Gunther Fellinger, chairman of the Austrian NATO non-governmental organization, publicly revealed today the West's plan for Russia. Broken up into 41 new autonomous countries, there wouldn't be a Russia anymore. Russia's response was simple. If there isn't going to be a Russia anymore, then there isn't going to be a Europe or USA either. World War III is officially on the way. The revelation of this map is literal proof that it is the actual intention of the West to just do away with Russia. By even manufacturing such a map, the West has shown its intent. Russia now faces an actual existence threat. Their very existence is at stake. Think about the time and effort that was necessary to research the populations and ethnicities in each of these areas where they are, and how to draw actual lines along the geography of the demographics to create this vision of the new autonomous countries. The research and planning alone had to take years. Now, the map is actually out, and the entire world can see what the West has literally been planning for years to completely do away with Russia. We can all now see that that situation with Ukraine was intentionally manufactured by the West to provide the impetus to set in motion their nefarious plans. With the release of the map, it seems to many observers that the war is now a foregone conclusion. While many people, myself included, really want to know is, whose idea was this? Who decided this needed to be done? Because that person or those persons need to be directly confronted and engaged. The plan is suicidal. Whoever thought of this, and whoever is promoting it, is a clear and present danger to the lives of millions. People have a right to self-defense against this monstrous and deadly plan. That self-defense may have to be applied to the people who were promoting this and to the people who thought it up. This is a for real map. You can see it online. Over the years, they divided Russia into 41 countries because they didn't intend for Russia to be here any longer. What better way to weaken Russia, which we're going to talk about in a minute? Russia is being weakened, whether we like to admit it or not. But so is America, but that we don't worry about us. We're just trying to weaken Russia. But this actually happened. This map actually exists. Now, I'm sure this wasn't really something new to Russia. They had to know about it. But now maybe we understand more why they're so adamant about winning this war. Do you have any comments on that?
No, I mean, it's they started this campaign with Russia, you know, a long time ago. I mean, that's what all this deal was with, you know, with Trump, you know, Russia. It plants the seeds in these people, and they become to support then because they see, and I'm not saying I agree with Russia or anything like that. I mean, I don't agree with them. But I can also understand and see the propaganda that has been sent out beginning how many years ago is all of a sudden how bad Russia is and how bad Putin is and so forth and whatnot. So, yeah, you can see the agenda.
Well, I just wonder how the American people would react if somebody literally found the map where they divide us into 10 countries. I wonder how they feel about that. What would be their response? And why should Russia react any differently?
I thought there was already maps of how we would be separated.
Well, there's a map
long time
on the 10 regions of the country, as far as the regions are. I'm in region 3. But I'm talking about how they would separate us into independent countries, and I don't know. Melody, it's just insane. Another war article, 34 casualties as Russian missiles rained down on Ukrainian civilians in early morning raid. Russia launched a second large salvo missiles at Ukraine in recent days, early Monday, damaging buildings and wounding at least 34 people in the eastern city of Pavlodar, but failing to hit Kyiv, officials said. Air raid sirens began blaring across the capital about 3:45 a.m., followed by the sounds of explosions as missiles were intercepted by Ukrainian defense systems. Now, war is where many, many, many innocent bystanders die. War is not isolated to those carrying guns. It's not isolated at all. It spreads into the homes and of the families, the children, the women. It all spreads through that. There's no such thing as a clean war. It doesn't happen. Russian pilots tried to dogfight U.S. jets over Syria, U.S. Central Command says. Russian pilots tried to dogfight U.S. jets over Syria, according to a spokesman for U.S. Central Command, part of a recent pattern of most aggressive behavior. The attempts have happened in several of the most recent instances of aggressive behavior from the Russian pilots, Colonel Joe Bashino said. The Russian pilots do not appear to be trying to shoot down American planes, a U.S. official told CNN, but they may be trying to provoke the U.S. and draw us into an international incident. In military aviation, dogfighting is engaging in aerial combat, often at relatively close ranges. So did that happen? I don't know. But this just happened recently. Former CIA agent officer says decision to drone attack Kremlin was made by the United States. A surprise, 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 huh? Former CIA intelligence officer, and we're getting ready to break. I better shut up, man.
Yes, we are. We can finish that when we get back. And please stay with us.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I don't know. I am live, right? Welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. It's Friday after a hectic week and so much stressful in the news and so forth that we're a little more lighthearted today. And so I hope you are too. So you're going to talk about an article before we were going into the break,
yes,
Butch.
Yes. Former CIA officer says decision to drone attack Kremlin was made by the U.S. military. That doesn't surprise me at all. Not even a little bit. Former CIA agent or intelligence officer Larry Johnson says the decision to launch a drone attack on Kremlin was made by the United States. The Wednesday attack, which was likely to have been targeting Russian President Vladimir Putin, was stopped by electronic warfare systems, which disabled the drone before they could reach their target. According to Johnson, the attack must have been spearheaded by the Biden administration and the U.S. military industrial complex because decisions on such attacks are made not by Kiev, but in Washington. Washington should understand clearly that we know this, Johnson told reporters. Although the attack, which Ukraine denied it was involved in, failed to accomplish its tactical goal, it was still highly symbolic, according to Johnson. It didn't cause significant damage, psychological impact, though, there are people that disagree on this. My view is that this is going to galvanize Russia, not create fear or discontent or division. There are others who believe that by doing this, it is going to portray Russia as weak and create internal problems. I simply note that the reactions of former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, as well as members of the Duma, they are livid. They are outraged and calling for escalatory retaliation against Ukraine. So I think in many respects, this backfires, said the former State Department official. He also added that the attack smacked of desperation and was an attempt to provoke Russia into major escalation to get the United States more deeply involved in this conflict. Let me repeat that last sentence again, folks. Listen to this. He also said that the attack smacked of desperation. Was an attempt to provoke Russia into a major escalation to get the United States more deeply involved in this conflict. And I cannot disagree with that, Melody. Can you?
No, I can't disagree with that at all. I mean, this is what they do.
Yeah, I mean to say that. To deny that, to me, it would be foolishness on our part. Former President Dmitry Medvedev, Russia has no choice but to annihilate Zelensky. Russian officials are reportedly labeling Volodymyr Zelensky and Ukraine the Kiev terrorist regime and are ready to strike Zelensky's home following reports that Ukraine attempted to assassinate Vladimir Putin. Now, folks, let that sink in. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who famously lied about Russia, said he cannot validate these claims and would take anything coming out of Kremlin with a very large shaker of salt. As a Gateway pundit reported, Russia's news said on Wednesday that Ukraine attempted to hit the Kremlin overnight with a drone strike, assassination attempt against President Vladimir Putin. So now they're going to attack Zelensky's home. And if they do that, I think quite probably Zelensky's home is going to disappear. That, Melody, is the escalation of a war where they start targeting, literally, the leaders of the other nation. What could that go into, you think? Gee, well, I mean, how much could that make each side more determined to win?
Yeah, well, you know what? It's the leaders that create all this stuff. They should do it in the beginning of the war. get it over quick instead of losing thousands and thousands of lives.
Oh, you millions. I mean, yeah, if Zelensky and Putin have a problem, give them both equal armaments.
Let them duke it out.
Got through the middle of the woods and take off, and whoever wins, wins.
Yeah. I know, well.
And another story, this is alarming. I suppose Russia really is running into a quagmire. Wagner mercenary group boss threatens to pull paramilitary troops from Bakhmut. The boss of Russia's Wagner mercenary group, Yevgeny Prigozhin, threatened to pull his troops out of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine next week because of a critical shortage of ammunition. Russia has been trying to capture the embattled city for months. The claim comes as independent military experts believe Ukraine is on the verge or has already started a counteroffensive against Russia's military almost 15 months after Moscow launched its invasion of Ukraine. Prigozhin made the threat in a video that was also posted on social messaging site Telegram. Prigozhin is known for being a publicity seeker who routinely makes false statements, unverifiable claims, and threats he doesn't follow through on. He is a longtime close associate with President Vladimir Putin. Shoigu, and I'm not going to say Russian words, where is the, talking to the leaders, Shoigu and Gerasimov, where is the ammunition? They came here as volunteers and died for you to fatten yourselves in your mahogany offices, Prigozhin said. Shoigu is Russia's defense minister. And Gerasimov is Valery Gerasimov, the chief of the general staff of Russia's armed forces. Prigozhin said the forces would leave Bakhmut by Wednesday. Well, we'll see. But if they don't have ammunition, they can't fight. That's for sure. So, I don't know, Melody. I mean, what's that saying? Is Russia really losing a war now? I don't know.
I don't know. We just don't know. I mean, it's hard to It's hard to find the truth with what's going on in that war.
And terrified Russian men, according to this article, folks, not me, are changing gender in desperate attempt to avoid Ukraine war. Russian President Vladimir Putin is finding less and less men want to join the army and are even taking some very drastic measures in order to avoid the deadly draft. Desperate Russian men are changing their gender in a bid to avoid fighting for war, mad President Vladimir Putin's army in Ukraine. The mad claim has now seen Putin's officials aim to tighten the law surrounding gender in the hopes that it will stop panicking males making the drastic switch. Putin has so far lost a whopping 770,000 troops in battle, with more than 570,000 people of those young being soldiers who were so injured so badly they can no longer return to battle. According to Russia's Justice Minister Kakhstan Shilenko, officials were looking at ways to take a step towards enshrining family values in the Russian war. In response, especially as in Russia, you can change a gender, just filling in the form rather than having surgery. He said this will allow us to rule out the possibility of changing a person's gender purely by changing documents. Now, whether that's true or not, I have no idea. But it could be that they don't want to end up dying on the front. They don't see a chance to win on or a best escalating the war to a nuclear war. But I suppose that's actually happening. Maybe they are doing it, Melody. I don't know. Any comments on that?
So supposedly, their men are turning to women, pretending to be women, so they don't have to fight. So what's the difference between it's okay for the sports guy to turn into a woman and he can still play the women's sports? So shouldn't he still have to go to war even though he's turning himself into a female? Isn't that kind of the...
Oh, no. Everything is so convoluted and insane today, I don't even
know. I know. I'm just saying.
I don't even know. And our question says, we simply don't have the ammo. This is getting ugly. Just how did Ukrainians not gobble up ammo manufacturing someplace safe? Here, the most eager supplier has cleaned out their surplus inventory. This war provided every ally an opportunity to get rid of all old ammo. They still have plenty, but in their own reserve. This cannot be shipped. And why is the new production is not forthcoming? Who's paying for all this as well? Again, the Ukrainians are defending the line in which the Russian wants it. They're now shelling and hitting that line with impunity. Think about the Korean 30th parallel 3 years before the ceasefire. Sooner or later, they must sit down and at least stop shooting. We simply don't have the ammo, Polish general says gun can no longer supply Ukraine, warns Russia has resources to continue war. So, I don't know. Once the article said the Russia run out of ammo, now Poland said they run out of ammo to help them. I don't know, Melody. I don't know what's true in this issue.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to tell.
It is hard to tell because you got nations all the world involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't keep track of our own. How are we going to track 20, 30 more?
I don't know.
It is something to think about. New footage shows El Paso engulfed in mass migration dumpster fire as state of emergency declared. The Title 42 is lifted, and I guess will be. I don't know what that's going to mean in the long run, but from what I can see, they're ready to surge across the border. And now the president is going to put 1,500 troops on the border, but not to stop them, just to help with paperwork. But anyway, on Monday, White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre made an absurd claim. When it comes to illegal migration, you've seen it come down by more than 90% under the Biden administration. If that was the case, why did a Democrat mayor of Texas border town declare a state of emergency? Well, new footage from border town El Paso, Texas shows a sobering view of a worsening migrant crisis that the Biden administration, liberal media, progressive politicians have ignored for 2 years while calling anyone who pointed it out a racist. Illegal immigrants scramble for supplies in El Paso, Texas, following the declaration of a state of emergency over the ending of Title 42. It's difficult to describe, Jim, with words, the magnitude of this number of individuals, a CNN reporter said. If CNN can no longer cover for Biden's administration, then they're in trouble. The situation in El Paso is so bad that even CNN is flabbergasted. El Paso mayor has declared a state of emergency by sending 1,500 troops. The border has been lost, Citizen Free Press tweeted. So no doubt it has been. And that's sad. The border, folks, it's over for the border. And then they'll take a drastic step to stop it. I think it's up to the states to do it. If they don't do it on their own accord, under the 10th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, then I guess they just get what they ask for. Any comments, Melody?
No, it isn't. And they even, you know, where she got that number and so forth. But she does. They just flat out lie. I mean, who's going to look up and see where she got that number and so forth? I mean, it was a temporary bloop. It wasn't 90%. It was only something that they had signed with one of the other countries, and it made a 2-minute, you know, difference, and it all went back to the regular business as usual. So it's amazing how they can just flat out lie
and get by with it and not even call on it to buy anybody that really matters. Now for a quick good news story. I like this. 6-year-old boy recognized for act of kindness during school field trip. A 6-year-old boy in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, is being praised for his act of kindness during a school field trip to the zoo. Caden Montague was on a field trip to the zoo with his classmates at Southhurst Hills Elementary when clouds and rain moved in. Caden noticed 2 girls crouching cold and getting wet. Without hesitating, he went over to lend them his rain jacket. Caden's teacher, Samantha Holtz, saw that what he was doing and snapped a quick photo. She sent the picture to Caden's mom, Carrie Durham, who says she was so proud when she saw it. When the teacher sent me this, she said, "You raise a gentleman. I'm proud that he's been making good decisions without me even being there." On Monday, Caden received a certificate for his act of kindness. That was so sweet. 6-year-old boy saw some little girls getting cold and wet and gave him his jacket, new jacket. That's wonderful. That gives me a little bit of a ray of hope for the youngins. They had enough heart to do that. I mean, that's wonderful, folks. Take time to look the good once in a while. Believe me, the evil's everywhere. It's everywhere. But do take time to look the good. Take time to enjoy the blessing that you have every day. And the people around you that you love, they're actually good people. Take time to enjoy that and let them know you enjoy them. But look for the good. It's out there. Just watch nature itself, the hummingbirds and the birds building nests, and just enjoy it. I got to look at my back next morning. I got 3 calves raising for next fall for beef, and they're out there grazing in the field today. And I watched a couple deer out there licking on their salt lick, and a fox walking up through the field. I mean, that relaxed me, Melody. It does. Okay, you get to wrap it up.
All right. Well, thank you for bringing that. It was very nice. And, you know, little kids are great. You know, they're so aware, and they're just so innocent, and they just do things because it really, it's just good. It's just good. 1-800-375-4188. Well, we will be back on Monday, and I hope everyone listening will be too. Give us a call, 800-375-4188. So until then, good night and God bless. And I know we're going to have a few seconds of airtime before the music starts. There we go. Have a great weekend, everyone.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.